This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zadda Jewelers.
It's pretty dope.
The absolute best choice.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Houston standing by, over.
Jeremy and Joe starts now.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Hello, Houston. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We're Jeremy and Joe. Brian's behind the glass. It is a Taco Tuesday edition of the program. I admit it, Taco Tuesday.
Acknowledge me!
Good to see your ugly mugs.
It's good to see you, too.
I haven't seen your ugly mugs in
a while.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
It's been a minute. I've never been more excited to see your ugly faces.
Yeah? You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This might be the most excited I've ever been to see your ugly faces.
That's good.
This is the high water mark.
Ugly faces. Lots to get to today. We'll talk some shows are back, by the way.
Yeah, they are.
Bye.
We.
Trade for Scooble.
Bye.
Trade for Freddy Peralta.
Trade for Adley Rushman.
Get Mike Trout while you're at it.
O'Neal Cruz.
Trade for that guy's a bum. Trade for
he's not bad.
He just sucks in the outfield.
Would you rather have O'Neal Cruz or that little slappy they have playing center field right now?
I mean, the slappy's a better defender. O'Neal Cruz just makes like he'll drive you nuts.
Everybody's a better defender.
He's like
than
the center
O'Neal
field
Cruz.
Version of Jesus Sanchez.
I think he's worse, dude.
Really? Like, he's that bad defensively?
He misses ground ball. Like, he misses, like, a ball that's rolling towards him. It'll just go right
Well, that's
back.
Why they moved into the outfield.
No, it still happens there.
So we don't want him?
He can rake, though, when he's on fire.
Yeah.
Like, he will hit some moonshots.
He might be.
Man, when he gets a hold of him, he sends it a long ways.
We need to have Jenny Kavnar on the next time the Astros play the A's. If she'll answer our calls. We're going to effort Jenny Kavnar to be on the program. That'd be so much fun. Maybe TK can hook us up. Hey, TK, can you give me Jenny's digits? Can you give me her number?
I can get those.
TK probably has been asked that a few times. Hey, give me Kavnar's number.
Probably.
You know, it wouldn't be bad.
I can get those. We can find those.
You can get her number?
Yeah.
Lucky guy.
It's in a book.
There's books with numbers?
Yes.
The phone book?
No.
MLB Black Book.
It, what?
Yes.
I think I do know about
okay.
that. Okay. We'll cash them a trash in a little
Breaking
bit later.
News, your number's in there too.
No.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Maybe that's just Rockets.
I hope it's not.
You're in the NBA Black Book.
I'm in the NBA Black Book?
Yeah, the Rockets have me send the information. I put your phone number in there.
I'm in the NBA Black Book.
And it's your doing, Joe?
Our entire station's in there. Yeah.
That's why all these people.
Wait, hold on. Is my number in there?
I think so.
That's why I was doing radio in Sacramento the other day.
The team that hasn't sent me anything in 4 years and my number's in their book?
Yeah, I'll take you out of the book.
Jeez,
then.
Brian's a little jealous.
No,
just
I am.
A little bit.
No,
Brian, do you want
wait till tomorrow? I got a gift from Corona. It's sick.
Oh, I have one too.
Oh, they're awesome.
I meant to wear it today, actually.
Oh, we'll match tomorrow?
What are we going to be, like the Hawaiian Brothers?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try to remember. You have to remind me in the morning. Hold on, let me take Zachariah Branch real quick. All right, this one's going a little long. Do you want my red one, Brian?
Sure.
They're great cups, and I feel bad that I have two and you have zero.
How'd
I am
you get
talent.
Two?
You are a producer, but
well,
I mean.
They gave us two cups each.
I'm going to bring you my red one tomorrow.
Okay.
Because whenever I got two and I left, I like on the drive home, I was like, I should have given Brian one. But I think you might have been out that week. But I was like, I should have given it to him.
Yeah,
and
I think that was the one I was in Michigan. I think that was.
And I like the black one more than the red one, so I'm not going to let you pick.
Okay.
I'm going to get you the one that I like the least. Look at me. I'm a great guy.
You've been back for 3 minutes and already you're giving out stuff.
I'm giving out. I'm like Oprah. They call me Branham, Oprah Branham. I didn't really roll off
accurate?
The tongue. It didn't roll off the tongue very well. But lots to get to. Some texts and stuff. Do you know that training camp opens next week? I'm working on a big project, by the way.
A big project?
I'm working on a big project today.
How big?
It's pretty big. Okay. It's pretty big. Yeah, it's pretty big. We'll do that next week. This is what happened whenever I have a few days to like not do anything, basically,
okay.
is that I just put together project after project after project. Like I've ranked every quarterback 1 through 32. I have the top 10 Houston sports athletes. Like I just did project. Like I felt like, I don't know. I don't know what you would describe. I had nothing to do, and I started plugging away at stuff.
You started grinding.
Grinding away.
Have you done your every game yet?
Not yet. That's on my to-do list, actually.
I did mine.
Okay.
I did mine over the weekend.
All right.
So we're good to go with that.
Yeah. So we can start doing our favorite bets.
Yeah. I got my 32 quarterbacks
Which
as well.
Oh, you have your 32?
Yeah.
We'll do them different days.
Yeah.
Brian, have you done your 32?
No. Not yet, but I'll have
maybe them ready. We'll do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, our 32 quarterbacks.
That's fine. I can have it ready.
And then we'll go age before beauty. So, well, no, we'll go beauty before age. So I'll go first. And then Joe.
And then they can take it and shove it.
Brian's the oldest. Yeah. Who's Texans player props that they like a lot?
Oh, that's mine.
Brian's got some of those a little
bit. I got one to add to it.
Yeah. We got so much to do today. So much excitement today. But we start with the Astros, who I think there's two lead stories from yesterday's game. I think one trumps the other. I think Yordan Alvarez trumps Ronel Blanco. But Yordan's a freak show, man. Finally some
man,
offense.
When he gets a hold of him, he sends That's, it a long ways.
That ball, this, the, it was the first one?
The
I think
first
it was the first one.
The first
upper
one. Deck, yeah.
My gosh.
And it looks – it's incredible how effortless.
TK's reaction was great, too.
Yeah, like sometimes – like you see guys crush home runs, but like it looks like they put everything they have into it. It's batting practice for him.
He
just smashed his baseballs. It's unbelievable.
He just like – he was put on this earth to do two things, chew bubble gum and slug the baseball, yep. And he's all out of bubble gum.
Thank you, Piper.
He's insane. Like yeah. He doesn't strike out. He walks. Great command of the zone. I think you know. I said a long time ago that I think Yordan's the type of player that, if he reaches his potential, is the type of guy that can win an MVP. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, thank you, Yordan, for proving me to be right. But I always
Boom.
Think
there we go. Jeremy Branham's right.
I always think of Key whenever Yordan does like these unbelievable things, because Key from LA is just like hellbent. He's not the best. He's not the best hitter on the planet. He doesn't have the WAR of Shohei. That's not a hitter stat. He doesn't. He's never stolen bases. He doesn't play not hitter attributes. But he's going to do something, very likely, that hasn't been done since Miguel Cabrera. That's only been done a handful of times in Major League Baseball history. He's just a freak show, and he amazes us each and every game.
It's the things that he does, it doesn't make sense, honestly. Like, because like you see so few players ever be as successful as he's being right now.
Chris Bell, Caleb Douglas, in case you were wondering. All right, go on.
Chris Bell just got placed on a list.
Is it the season-ending one?
I don't.
You just made the list.
No. On the active NFI list.
Oh, okay. He probably won't start the season on the roster because he's coming off the torn ACL.
Incredible timing.
That would have sucked.
And just season over. I just took him.
2.592 build. All right. You were saying about Yordan.
He's a freak. Like you said, he's legit chance to win the Triple Crown this year. MVP. Feels like he's going to run away with that thing at this point, as long as he stays healthy.
I think there's a chance he doesn't win the MVP, even if he wins the Triple Crown.
Really?
Yeah, because if the Astros finish like 10 games below 500.
So this is where, okay, I hear that. But if you look at like, this is where I wish we talked about the definition of MVP sometimes. Like where Mike Trout would win the MVP on a team that didn't make the playoffs. The Houston Astros, if they finish 10 games back, they finish 20 games back without Yordan Alvarez.
Yeah.
I think Trout's won it twice on a team with losing record.
Like Yordan Alvarez is the most valuable player in Major League Baseball this season. All the injuries the Astros have had, all of the bad players they've had with Christian Walker.
We have breaking news.
Christian Walker back in the lineup tonight.
Welcome back.
That's not worthy of that terrible soundbite.
Actually, I think that soundbite's perfect.
Yeah, I think that because it's a terrible soundbite, I think that's perfectly worthy.
I mean, we knew he was going to play today, though. He got a pinch hit last night.
Just saying, he's back in the starting lineup.
I guess it's nice to see.
No, it's not.
That's what I said, I guess.
That guy's been a bum.
Yeah, but like that's kind of the point. It's like it's Christian Walker's been a bum. Eastock started slow, now playing well. Altuve's not had a good season. Correa got hurt. Pena's been out of the lineup for feels like a majority of the season this year from various injuries. And the Astros are in playoff contention. Yes, they're below 500, but it's because of Yordan Alvarez. He is the definition of most valuable player.
Yeah, I mean, he'd have my vote. It's hard for me to vote the MVP for a team who's in fourth place and 10 games out of 500.
Totally understand that.
10 games below 500. Not saying the Astros are those things. But if they end up those things, it'd be hard for me to vote that guy as the MVP.
Mm-hmm. Normally, I agree with you, but like the
triple. But he's also got like the DH thing.
Yeah, but he's going to get the Triple Crown this year.
Hopefully.
Or if he doesn't get it, it's going to be very, very close. Like, it feels like worst case scenario is he finishes top three in each category still this season. Like, that is MVP worthy, even if your team misses the playoffs.
He's got a 7 RBI lead on Ben Rice. He's got 75 RBIs on the year. He's got a 4-home run lead on Ben Rice and Junior Caminero. And then his batting average lead on Yandy is 13 points at the moment. There's only two hitters in the American League north of 300.
Wow.
And Jordan's 324. He's so good.
I mean, there's only eight in baseball, but like the fact there's only two in the American League shows you how bad it is right now.
He's so good, Jordan.
I think I saw there's only three active players with a career batting average over 300, and two of them are Astros. Altuve and Jordan.
Jordan's north of 300 on his career?
It was a tweet from baseball. I think it was baseball. I'll try to find it.
He's 300 on the nose.
There you go. Maybe he got over it last night or to it last night.
What's Altuve at? Altuve doesn't feel like he's a 300 hitter anymore. 301.
Oh, well,
that's not going to last by the end of the year.
Yeah, it was just brought up by those 360 years early in his career.
That might be gone by the end of the month.
Who's the is it Arise? I think it's Luis Arise.
It is Luis Arise. Yeah, I was trying to find it, but that's what it was.
I like Luis Arise.
He's played good second base this year, too.
I know. It's weird. Like he went from being a butcher at second base, and now he's – I think he has, like, the best defensive war at second base in the entire league.
Really?
Yeah. Like, how do you go from being a butcher to the best defensive second baseman or one of the best defensive second basemen? I like that guy a lot. I don't understand how he bounces around from so many teams.
And he can't get a contract.
It's weird.
Well, maybe it's because it's – part of it was probably the defense.
Yeah.
And then there's the – he doesn't fit the mold of like what baseball is now.
I don't know. I guess.
Like he doesn't have the pop, like, which is.
He doesn't, but he never gets out.
Yeah. But he doesn't. I'm sure he's not even like that high on like extra bases and things like that this season.
I would love to have Luis Arise. I started thinking about that a little bit. Like,
I'll move it back to left.
And I know. Yeah. Like that's what I was getting to. I think that Jose, this is a theory, cash him or trash him. We're doing cash him or trash him a little bit later, but I'm going to give you a little sneak preview. I think Jose Altuve told the Astros he's done playing left field.
Cash.
He would be playing left field.
Yeah,
right?
Cash it.
Especially whenever like the infield was untenable.
Yeah, cash it.
Yeah, he obviously very much told the Astros he's not playing left field anymore.
It never should have been. None of this should have ever been a conversation in the offseason. Altuve should have been in left where they wanted him last year, where he played last year, and Isak Paredes would have been your second baseman until Correa got hurt. Problem solved. Like that's all you needed. And he wouldn't do it. Like,
that's what it is.
Yeah, he didn't want to play in left field. He must have got bored out there. Took him too long to get to the dugout. Whatever his other reasons were.
I mean, if he was open to playing left field, he'd be playing left field.
Yeah, because you could, like, this team's probably better collectively. Like, honestly, with how bad the left fielders have been this year, like, is it that different if Nick Allen's your everyday second baseman and Altuve's in left?
Well, think about it at the start of the year.
What you've been rolling at left field?
Well.
Like, is Nick Allen really that much different than, like, Zach DiCenzo? Or Taylor Trammell?
A little bit, yeah. They're all lousy.
No, but he's better defensively than those guys, I would think.
I mean, he's slick. To me, it's very obvious at the start of the year, though.
Oh, yeah, the start of the year, it's so easy.
Like, you have this infield surplus, and like, oh, you know, if Altuve was playing left field, you don't have to worry about it. Everything kind of irons itself out. But, no. Peña homer, too. He doesn't go opposite field a whole lot. Looks like he hits an opposite field home run like once a year. I was looking at, because I tweeted this yesterday. I was like, he doesn't go that way very often. That's his first opposite field home run this year. He hit one opposite field home run last year. He hit one opposite field home run in 24. He hit two in 23, and he hit like five in 22.
Okay.
So he's good last 3 years for one a year. So that was it yesterday.
That's it. That's the
good
one
timing,
you count on.
Though.
Yeah. So I guess that should be our new prop bets
before
next season, if he's still on the Astros, is over under opposite field home runs.
One and a half.
Yeah, 1.5. Take the under.
I didn't think that ball was leaving the park.
No, well, they didn't either. Like Blum clearly did not think it was leaving the park.
No, but it carried on out of here. He's a good player. He's a good baseball player. It's just too bad he's always hurt. He's also 28 years old. Yeah, I think you got to trade Pena. Off season, hopefully. I'm back. I want to buy. Let's buy. Buy on the Astros.
We should start every show that every day. Just where we're at, like on our buy sell.
We're buying.
Yeah, we're buying right now.
We're buying.
All the way back
to the moon. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. We'll get your thoughts on the Astros game. We'll get some. We'll get to cash them or trash them a little bit later. We'll get to some training camp stuff, some Texans stuff, a lot of fun stuff today. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. Oh yeah, I like that song. You like that song?
Yeah, I do. Are we going to play that every time you say the number?
Nah, it's probably not every time. That'd be a little redundant.
It would be. Yeah.
Maybe just the first time.
Yeah, maybe first segment.
Okay.
I think every time.
Every time would be a lot.
Who sings that song?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah, every time would be a little bit too much Carly.
Yeah, it'd be a lot. It's a lot of Carly.
I forgot about that. 713-780-3776, HRMP listener line. Call or text the show. You can always watch on Twitch. Be careful.
Who's
Twitch.
A fat guy TV in his underwear ESPN living in his mother's basement.
ESPN Houston on the YouTube. ESPN Houston on the TikTok. ESPN 97.5 on Twitter. That's what it is, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Joe's at Joe George Radio. Brian's at Sacramento BMAC. I'm at Jeremy Brandon.
You rusty?
I got him right.
You didn't seem confident, though.
Carly Rae kind of threw me off.
Okay. Yeah.
Carly Rae got me off my block.
He's just singing a song now in his head.
Yeah. Here's my number, so call me, maybe. 713-780-3776. Let's talk about Ronnell. Where are you with Ronnell after his first start yesterday? We'll get your thoughts on the Strohs yesterday. Are you back in on the Strohs? Christian Walker's back for the Astros tonight, too. He's hitting sixth, by the way. He's batting below Lamont Wade.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
That's true. Tatsuo Imai's on the mound tonight.
Oh, yeah, can't wait.
You still in?
Yeah.
Hopefully he pitches well enough that you can trade him. That'd be nice.
That'd be really nice.
That's a good way to view things.
That's the dream.
It is.
Yeah.
It's the Japanese dream.
Full no-hitter tonight. Trade him tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the way. All right. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5. You know what would make Tatsuya happy if he gets shelled? Going out to Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. He strikes me as a guy who likes to fish, whether it's the Two Creeks. Maybe he's learning how to fish. To catch and release pond, good way to teach him how to fish. But it's a good way to, go get rid of your thoughts after you allow four home runs, Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston, after you get shelled, after you can't get out of the first inning. And what's great about Two Creeks Crossing Resort is if you can't make it out of the first inning, it's only 90 minutes away, so you're probably there in the bottom of the sixth, and you can watch the rest of the game maybe in your treehouse cabin. Glamping, waterfront cabins, you can pull up the RV. They have it all at Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston, 90 minutes from Houston, 92 acres of property. They have more acres of property than minutes on your drive out there to Two Creeks Crossing Resort. Kayak on their creeks, play some pickleball because they have pickleball courts, hang out by the pool to drink. Swampers, get a cold one. They have the Blue Bayou Bend, the water park. That's awesome. It's so cool. The Lazy River as well. You're going to love your stay. Explore the open green spaces. See the wildlife and Mother Nature the way it was intended to be. All just 90 minutes from downtown Houston. Book your stay now. They're going to take care of you, too. They believe in Southern hospitality, food trucks, live music, things for the kiddos. You're going to love your stay. You're going to feel right at home, too. So book your stay right now. Two Creeks Crossing Resort. That's Two Creeks Crossing Resort.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
He's Joe, last real good guy. The Huntington Bank bad boy.
Is that accurate?
Junkie says the sweat of the day is just the Houston heat. It is very hot. Very dry air because of that tropical depression coming this way. That's what happens. When a tropical depression comes this way, it kind of has this vacuum effect where it pulls out all of the moisture in the air and it makes it dry and miserable. Yes.
Good to know. The more you know.
I'm pretty much a meteorologist.
Pretty much. Not a full meteorologist, but pretty much one.
Pretty much one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I could do that job.
So are we going to be okay on Friday?
Oh, define okay.
Well, we're going to be out of Galveston Pier.
Looks like we're going to be fine.
I mean, we're going to get wet.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to get wet. Okay. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of people there.
There's a lot of wind shear that's going to tear it apart. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
I think it is going to be a little bit more scattered, the storms.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
When's it really going to hit us?
I don't think it's going to hit us that hard. I think it's going to be like just scattered storms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah. More you know with Jeremy and Joe. We moonlight as
meteorologists. Hold us to our weather predictions, please.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty much Matt Lanza.
Gonna put your weather predictions on Bad Take Boulevard now.
I'm Matt Lanza.
Make sure we bookmark this just in case.
Who are your – I do have – I've been known for my great weather takes, though. I've always had the best weather takes.
You are?
Yeah.
That's
people know me that way.
People know you that
they're
way.
They're like, Brandon,
weather takes.
What's wrong with Joe Espada's lineup? Loves Will Levis. Weather takes.
I do have great weather takes.
That's Jeremy Branham right there.
High pressures, low pressures, levels of rain, severity of storms.
Sure.
I'm a big weather guy.
Big weather guy.
Big weather guy. No, our sweat of the day is not the Houston Heat. We are on Larn. We are betting Larn plus two goals today in the UEFA Champions League qualifying.
That guy.
Can you name what country Larn is from?
No.
I feel like you could guess it.
Joe and I had similar reactions when you posted this morning in the group chat. Like, what the F is this?
I feel like you could. I asked ChatGPT what is the best, the most. What did I ask ChatGPT? I asked ChatGPT what's the most exciting soccer match today.
Okay.
And they pointed me to Larn.
To Larn.
They pointed me to Larn, Northern Ireland.
Oh.
Oh, if you pronounce it like that.
Yeah, that's what
sure.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Larn, Northern Ireland, where they Larn, I don't know what their nickname is. They're hosting the Red Star Belgrade.
How's Larn doing?
Not well.
Oh.
But we're at Larn plus two, and we're at the under three. And so we have a half unit on each.
Okay.
It's 2-0 Red Star Belgrade. Okay. But if that score holds, we're doing things. We're doing this. So what we really need here is nobody else to score.
Yeah, in the next.
And this is the first leg of an aggregate, too. So I thought
27 minutes?
There's some time.
Okay.
There's some time. So let's go, Larn.
This is how I know we're in trouble with the sweat of the day right now, as I pull up this game. Yeah. Larn.
Yeah.
They don't have a logo on their shield.
Well, that's your fault.
Like,
because they have one on the thing. It's Larn Football Club. It looks like a ship.
Okay.
Looks like a ship.
Should this be my team?
No.
Okay.
No, it shouldn't. Wrexham is your team.
I'm not sure.
Well, Wrexham's my team. They haven't done much in the transfer window, and it's kind of making me mad.
Yeah, we discussed this while you were out last week. I know we're supposed to be a Wrexham.
You know, you can do what you want.
Joe.
I don't need people to. I don't need.
I think Joe and I are both going to be Man City bandwagon
fans.
Oh, my gosh.
There's just something about Erling Haaland.
Y'all might as well just pull for the Yankees.
Yeah, that's right.
That is so.
I had to deal with Houston sports my entire life. Yeah. I'm jumping on the bandwagon. Yeah,
give me a winner.
No,
what do you mean? This is like you putting on a Texas t-shirt. This is the same thing.
Texas doesn't win.
This is tracks for you.
Texas has one title in my life.
Actually, it tracks for both of y'all. Like, oh, we don't like the big teams. You're a Texas dude. You're a Notre Dame dude. Neither one of y'all went to school there.
When have I ever said I don't like the big teams?
I don't know.
Oh, is this the roof of Illinois?
Northwestern.
Nice new stadium.
Illinois, Chicago. Be a flamer.
They don't play football.
They play baseball.
That's great.
They were in a regional once.
Curtis Granderson Field, I think.
Really? He went there?
I'm pretty sure that's where his field is.
The more you know, Jeremy and Joe. I would have never known he went to UIC.
Yeah. But now
he was
not
a flamer, huh?
Yeah, he's a flamer.
Never knew that about him.
But yeah, we're Man City, guys.
That's lame.
Sorry. It's Erling Haaland.
So lame.
It's one guy. And you know what? I'm not a Man City guy.
What happens when they sell him?
That's what I was just about to say. I'm not a Man City
guy. We're
moving. I'm a Haaland guy.
Yeah, we're moving.
You're a Haaland only fan.
We're LeBron fans now.
Yeah, he's our LeBron.
You know what y'all are? Y'all are those Shingoon trolls on Twitter who get mad
Haaland's
at every
talent.
Rocket.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be that guy now.
Erling Haaland's talented.
No, I'm going to start tweeting all the Man City guys when they lose games. Like, this guy's a bum.
He's not passing the ball to Haaland.
Get the ball to Haaland.
I can't wait to do that.
Start just tweeting at people.
That would be pretty funny.
I'm watching Premier League. Just start tweeting at
They win 4-0. Where's Haaland? How come he's not getting the ball at his feet?
He should have got a brace.
They're not getting him any service.
Y'all need to do that.
Yeah, right. I'm in.
We can do that. They're holding Haaland back as they win the Prem.
Yeah. Haaland should be scoring every goal.
Haaland's going to finish his career with Wrexham.
Then I'm a Wrexham guy, though.
We'll move.
That's so lame.
I don't care. Yeah.
You're a Curtis Granderson right now. All right, 7-1-3.
We're Haaland guys.
I can't believe it.
Big Haaland guys.
I can tell. Was waiting to hear the gloating about Ravitch getting whacked. Yeah, I saw Carl Ravitch going to be part of the ESPN playoffs. I don't want him to get fired. I didn't want him to get fired. I just didn't want to hear him call Astro games anymore or college basketball games. I don't want him to get fired, though. I'm not wishing ill on the guy. I'm not going to gloat about Carl Ravitch getting whacked.
Brian wanted to make it the lead topic.
I know. I'm not rooting for that to happen. I just don't like listening to him. I'm not rooting for his, you know, him to be looking for
his
new job.
Now that Ravitch is gone, who are we getting rid of next?
I don't like doing that. Houston Cougars with 8 Final Fours all time without a title. Is Branham a bandwagon fan? What do you mean? I went to school there.
You went to school there.
And they give me money. Like, I'm employed by them. You know what? You're out of here. You're gone.
You're
gone. You're not gone for what you think you're gone for. He thought he was kind of jabbing me with the 8 Final Fours and no titles. What got him booted is comparing him with you guys. That's what got him booted. I can handle the jabs. What got him booted was comparing me to y'all.
Yeah, I mean,
how Notre Dame guy, Texas guy, 0 degrees from those two schools collectively. I have a degree from the University of Houston. My hard-earned money went there.
It did.
And then I earned some of it back.
You get some of it back.
My goodness.
Slowly but surely.
Were y'all there when Holland scored 9 in one game at the under-20 World Cup game?
No, but I'll learn the history about that. I'll bring it up all the
time. I'll look it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, you guys would get him service because he scored 9 in a game.
I never knew he did that. That's pretty cool. Did the scammer Matt Miller get fired? No, he's on leave. It's a tough thing. It's a tough thing to do right now, too. It's tough to fire him.
Well, is it tough?
Yeah, the Athletic article's pretty damning.
Yeah, is it tough? I know I know he's missing a limb, but
yeah, I mean, he's recovering. I mean, you put him on leave is basically the same thing. You think he's getting paid?
Probably.
J-Bone's,
because honestly, if he's smart, he put himself on leave.
J-Bone's Irish accent might actually be worse than Joe trying to speak Spanish, but both should be probably involved some jail time. I'm ESL. I'm ESL. Don't make fun of me.
My Spanish is great.
I got a few people at my job. Y'all can get fired. I don't know what that means. That's not very nice either. Keith from L.A., Yordan is having one good year, and now he's the best hitter in baseball. Play full-time DH, then we can talk. Well, whenever we talk about hitting, DHing is fine. We're not talking about overall. This is Keith from L.A. always trying to strawman the argument.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
I think he's just pod committed.
Yeah, I mean, which I do appreciate.
He's pod committed.
It's going to be really tough when Sean
just glossed over the fact that he said it was one good year.
Well, I was getting there.
Okay.
I was getting there. Brian a little earlier said he's one of three active players with a career 300 batting average. So one good year doesn't track. His OPS in his career is 977. He's been a multi-time All-Star. He's finished in the top 10 in MVP multiple times. This isn't a one good year thing.
And I think it's 5 seasons with 30 plus.
This year it's 5.
So one
6
good
of
year.
27 or more.
One good year.
Keith from LA. You know, you're getting get it for Keith from LA. He's out of
you
here. I'm not doing
here.
This non-fact.
Awful lot last week. All week. We didn't really eject a ton of people last week.
You ejected at least one, I think.
Did Will throw anybody out?
No.
He doesn't listen to the show. So
he says he does.
I don't think he does.
He texted in. He texted us.
I don't think he listens enough to know how to eject someone.
Why?
He doesn't have the text line also, so it's kind of tough.
So why do you say he didn't?
He didn't know what the segments were.
I wasn't sure how far you're going to go with that.
He's
one.
A TV guy.
He admitted it on the air.
Yeah, I know. He's a TV guy.
TV guys are like, you know, they're self-centered. They're in their own little world.
That's Jeremy said that. I didn't say that.
They're in their own little world. That's what TV guys are.
Yeah, but you know, he didn't inject anyone.
Not all TV guys. Most TV guys.
He loves everybody. Will.
Most radio guys are the same way.
Yeah.
I think there was only one ejection last week.
I don't even remember the ejection, but.
Well, it was like, I think it was the end of the week, and you literally just wanted to throw him out
that
to
was
get
the week
one
before.
In. Oh, that was the week before?
Yeah, okay. I think we ejected a single person last week.
Maybe not.
Soft week.
How does Keith from L.A. talk about only being a DH when we're only talking about hitting?
So, great question.
That's why he can get it. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Keith from L.A. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. For the record, there's no pictures or proof of Matt Miller with one arm.
That's true.
I mean, I'm sure there's medical records.
I mean, there's footage of the crash, but...
Yeah, there is. Drove right into that semi.
That's interesting.
Yeah, there's definitely some conspiracies about that.
Did you see the newest conspiracy where, like, his brother was in all these charity leagues with him?
Yeah.
And then, like, so was one of his friends?
Yeah, like, there's this one account that is in no fantasy football leagues except for all of Matt Miller's leagues.
Yeah.
And then when Matt got banned from Sleeper, this guy was like, well, this is how you get in contact with them. And then he also quit all of his fantasy leagues.
Branham, the band hammer, is bringing the heat to announce his presence with authority. Well, you know, you gotta let everybody know. It's like that movie with Tom Hanks where the guy looks at him and said, I'm the captain now. This is my ship. I'm the captain now. Yordan will not be a Hall of Famer. Okay. Who cares? Like, that's a weird sidebar conversation to me.
Also,
which wasn't Keith from L.A. because he was ejected.
I disagree.
I mean, he's got to accrue some numbers here. I mean, he's got a ways to go.
Healthy,
he's already 29. I mean, usually whenever he's healthy though.
I'm curious.
He's probably going to get to what, 400?
He might not be a Hall of Famer.
See, I don't know how many.
But it's
guys,
irrelevant to this conversation.
Yeah. How many guys are going to reach those counting numbers now?
Like, I think the counting numbers just moved down.
Yeah, I just don't know what they moved down
to. I don't know. The home runs are going to be there.
I think 400 with an MVP and a triple crown would get him in.
He's going to have to stay healthy.
Yeah, if he gets the 400 career plus an MVP and a triple crown, I think that's in.
Yeah, probably. Especially with his average and slash stats. He's got to stay healthy, though.
Yeah.
But it is irrelevant to this conversation.
Yeah, totally irrelevant.
Irrelevant to this conversation. Let's talk about Ronel Blanco when we come back. Where are you with Ronel? Where does he stack up in your confidence level with the rest of this rotation after just one start? 713-780-3776. Ah, Red Star scored another goal. Not great. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
It's White Boy Wednesday?
Nope. It's Tuesday.
I knew that. Red Star Belgrade leads Larn 3-0.
We need a goal.
We either need a goal or just stay there, and then we'll cancel out the under 3 bet. And then just lose a half a unit, which we won a half a unit, just north of a half a unit yesterday, 0.55 of a unit, which on the year we're up 5.55 units.
Yep.
Whenever I'm not here, y'all are down minus 6 units.
Yikes.
So choose wisely. I was going to bet a tennis match today, and it didn't show up on my book ever.
Maybe they retired early.
I mean, the match was supposed to be at 3, and I was looking at like 9. Let me see if they actually, if they're playing the match. Maybe they knew something that I didn't.
The whole tournament get canceled for the day or something?
No, they played. It's already over.
Maybe you missed it.
Hmm.
Maybe they thought you were a sharp. Like, this guy knows tennis.
You know what's interesting?
Betting a quarter a unit on tennis. Can't take his money.
I predicted that Ramon Andres Burruchaga was going to beat Stan Wawrinka.
I do not know this
6-4, 4-6, 6-3. You know what it was?
That?
Yeah.
Oh.
I might have found my sport, guys.
No. I
might have found my sport.
I ain't with you.
I might have found
like the
my niche.
Of a documentary where you lose millions.
I ain't with you. You can be in the Shohei 30 for 30. No.
They better have a bookie on that thing.
The bookie better be on that thing.
Shohei, well, I mean, if he's not asked to be on it,
I think it's going to be the biggest piece of garbage we've seen.
ESPN's doing a 30 for 30 podcast.
Yeah,
on the Shohei, Ohtani,
the betrayal of Shohei.
If they don't interview one of the bookies, this thing's a sham.
Yes. They should interview the guy we had on.
Yeah. Well, there's a better guy.
Yeah.
Matthew Boyer, I think his name is.
Oh, yeah.
I've reached out to him, but he ghosted me. I'm not big time enough.
I think
I should be like, hey, man, I got an interpreter who's willing to bet 6 figures. I bet he gets attention then.
I kind of feel I think those guys are going to be in it because ESPN's pretty protective of their 30 for 30s. But I just don't. I'm not going to believe it. Like, I think Shohei bet on sports. So.
Oh, I do too. Yeah.
Whatever they say, like, I just don't. It'll be interesting, but like, I'm not going to believe like he's
no
like clean in this whole situation.
I don't either. Hearing Branham trying to pronounce Irish names, is Branham descended from San Pantrios? LOL. Josh from Seabrook. I don't think so. When is ESPN 97.5 Fantasy League? Is the way to participate the same as last year? I don't. This Matt Miller stuff, I don't want anything to do with that.
On Thursdays, this Thursday in the 7 o'clock hour, listen to John and Lance. They will do a trivia question in that hour. Winner of that trivia question will get to take a buddy, 2 golden nugget, be in the fantasy league, get a 2-night stay.
Boom.
And $200 food credit.
Boom.
Bang.
You probably go to the buffet.
Well, they're going to feed you one night, and then you have dinner during the draft that's on the golden nugget, and then the night before or after.
How many meals is that?
2. Well, you get one meal and then $200 to do whatever you want with.
It's a pricey meal.
Go get some steak.
And go to the buffet a couple of times.
Yeah. There's some nice steak restaurants there.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
Ronel Blanco.
Good.
Did you like what you saw?
Yeah, one bad pitch. Really, the second home run, like, outside of that, I thought he was very sharp. in this outing. Like, that was as positive as it can be.
Yeah.
For the most part. Like, yeah, like, it's not a perfect game, but compared to what you've been getting.
Well, it's far from a perfect game. He allowed two hits and walked three.
True. good start.
Well, he went 4 2/3.
Yeah.
He had another 4 1/3.
That's a great point.
Close.
He was good. He was good.
Yeah, I liked what I saw. Like, I already trust him more than Imai.
Hell yeah.
I already trust him more than Imai.
It's not even close.
Nah, I mean, he was pounding the zone. He struck out more dudes than I, like, expected him to strike out. You know, the two home runs, that stings, both with a couple of runners on base. I'd like him to reduce the strikeouts, that sort of thing. The first home run, Yiner Diaz should have stinking challenged the call, would have been out of the inning. That would have been nice. I'd understand Yiner didn't want to waste a second challenge after Altuve just lost a challenge.
It was, but it was very in the zone.
Yeah, it was very in the zone. And Yiner's been good at challenging.
He got a big one later in the game. He had first and second with one out. When Okert was on the mound, and it was another bad one, he challenged it, got the strikeout call, and then Okert got the third K to end the inning. So he kind of makes up for it later in the game.
Yeah.
But that first one was a miss.
Yeah, I trust Ronel Blanco.
That's why they should have more than two.
Yeah, I think it should just be all the...
Also that, but...
100% robo-ump. Do you trust... So you trust him more than Imai?
Yes.
Do you trust him more than Arrigetti?
Yes.
Do you trust him more than Wesneski?
We'll see.
Do you trust him more than Peter Lambert?
No.
Okay, so he's third on your list.
Yeah.
All right.
I think Wesneski starting, McTaggart said Thursday?
For the Astros? Or
no, for Sugar Land.
Oh, okay. So he's getting one more rehab start?
Yeah. But no, he's very, yeah, Thursday. He's already third.
Okay.
I'll never trust Imai.
Oh, no.
He could throw five straight good starts. I'm like, well, he still doesn't know where the slider's going.
He has
like,
no idea.
I can't trust it.
He has no idea. Blanco threw a slider a lot yesterday, more than I remember him throwing. Because usually he lived on that Gambia.
But that could be the pivot from, you know, all this time off. As we see, we see guys come back from injuries with kind of a different repertoire.
Yeah.
Sometimes. So maybe this is kind of what we're going to see with him going forward. But he was just like pounding the zone.
I love Ronel Blanco.
I do too.
I'm a big fan. I didn't realize he weighed 260 pounds.
Large
I'm a
man.
Big fan.
Large man.
He's a big dude.
Doesn't look it though.
No, he's just, that's what I was telling my wife yesterday. She was watching the game with me because she had no choice. She can't move. We were watching the game. I was watching the game. She was sitting there also watching the game. I was like, do you know he weighs 260 pounds? And she's like, it doesn't look like it. I was like, I know. I was like, he's just well built. He's just sturdy. There's just, like, you know, like some people,
yeah,
like, 30. They carry their weight,
yeah,
in certain areas.
Well.
Like, I carry my weight in my belly, in my butt.
Yeah.
That's where I carry my weight.
Sure.
Other you people, know what I really like, though? Booty. That's why I carry my weight in the booty. A lot of people carry their, you know, they carry their weight in different spots.
Yeah.
Ronel Blanco carries weight in every spot.
He's just like a
every
ball.
Part of his body,
yeah,
is a bowling ball.
Yeah.
It's a big man. Brian Abreu back in the eighth inning where he belongs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We all think he belongs in the eighth?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. I didn't think I was gonna get that agreement. And then
he's been pretty good. I mean, like, the only other argument would be like
situational,
like,
with Okert.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. It's a righty lefty thing. It's if the righties are mostly up in the seventh, then he can have the seventh, and Okert can have the eighth.
I don't like the way Brian says Okert.
Okert?
You say it like there's an apostrophe in it.
Like I'm making him Irish.
You kind of bothered me. He's like Okert. It's Okert.
Okert.
There you go. Who hit that home run yesterday? The grand slam.
JP3.
Good answer.
Good move.
Yeah, it's fine. I didn't like to see. I didn't love Hader with a 4-run lead in the ninth, though. But
does it feel desperate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, all right, you've lost a bunch of games in a row. Not playing well. Gotta get a dub. And then he still isn't great.
I kind of
that inning.
No, I wasn't. Gave up three hits. I kind of understand a spot his usage of him there, but I don't love using Hader with 4-run leads in the ninth. I've always felt that way. I think he learned it from Dusty, which annoyed me when Dusty did that. I think Dusty's a great manager. You point one criticism at a manager, people think you hate him. I love Dusty. I didn't like that he used closers in the ninth with a 4-run lead.
Yeah, I don't either because, okay, so if they're up by one tonight going to the ninth, you use Hader again.
Yeah.
And then what happens when they're up by one going into the ninth?
They won't
tomorrow?
Use them 3 days in a row.
So you can't use them.
So no, that, they won't use them 3 days in a row.
That's the disadvantage. But yeah, it felt like Joe Espada felt the need to get a win last night, so he threw him out there.
He did.
Which, like, because you can't treat every game like a playoff game at this point, but you kind of also have to. You have to be maybe more aggressive with your bullpen at this point in the season as you're trying to get back into this thing. And maybe that's like the first sign of that last night.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I don't love it.
If they had won three games in a row, he wouldn't have used Hader in the ninth yesterday. But because they lost three games in a row, he used Hader yesterday in the ninth, which I get. Don't love, get. 713-780-ESPN, HRNP, listener line. All right, when we come back, this is the most anticipated Texans training camp since when? 713-780-3776. Also, I'm going to myth bust something about the Houston Texans and their roster build. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5. This is not a myth bust. Summer Sunset Social Hour is the best social hour in Houston. It is so good at Federal American Grill. Federal American Grill is, in fact, they've extended their social hour. It used to be 3 until 7, but now it's the Summer Sunset Social Hour. And guess when the social hour ends? When the sun sets. 3 p.m. until sunset all summer long. More time for you to take advantage of some delicious food. The $10 appetizers, some delicious drinks, $7 cocktails, wine, $5 cold beers at all six of their Houston area locations. Shepherd, Hedwig Village, Katy, The Woodlands, Downtown, River Oaks as well. You're going to love it there. The vibe's immaculate. Better than any social hour in the city. And look, you can stop by now. It started 45 minutes ago. You can stop by anytime before the sun goes. You can go to dinner too. Everything at Federal American Grill is delicious. But if you don't want to be stuck in traffic, hit the exit, go over to Federal American Grill and enjoy the social hour. Have yourself a bite, have yourself a drink. You're going to be happy that you did. They got the strawberry lemon drops, Moscow mules, your margaritas, your ranch waters, your old fashions, your martinis. They got it all. And their food is to die for. The meatballs, Rockefeller oysters are so good. The sticky ribs, and who can forget the bang bang shrimp. You're going to love the food and the drink at Federal American Grill. It is so good. FederalGrill.com for more information. And it doesn't end until the sun goes down. Federal American Grill, where great food meets every occasion.
To the Huntington Bank Studios with Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
When's the last time you've been this excited for Houston Texans training camp? 713-780-3776. Real quick, I'm going to myth bust something.
Okay.
This is the myth bust song, right? You ever watch that show?
Not for me.
All the time.
That tracks. It feels like a show you would watch.
I watched every episode.
I would watch. I think it's a decent hotel show. That's the only time I would watch it.
It is. Yeah.
I have found myself like for some occasionally like it'll end up in like the TikTok algorithm, like clips
really?
Of the show.
Well, your algorithm predicts what you like, Joe.
But I've never watched the show. But like I'll watch them on TikTok. I won't watch the full. Like,
I think it's better that way.
Yeah, I guess it's like kind of right to the point.
Yeah, you don't have to hear this stupid thing song. It's terrible. You don't have to like wait for the commercial teases.
Yeah, like they kind of like rapid fire through like, oh, this failed, this failed, this. Oh, this worked.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
That is a better way to do it. I'm going to myth bust something on Houston Texans spending. You know, something that we hear a lot from this fan base. The Texans spend too much on their defense. They spend too much on their defense. Ah, they don't spend enough on their offense. How can Stroud succeed? They don't spend on the offense. Do you know if you look at the Texans' salary cap numbers, you know they actually spend more on the offense than they do the defense?
I did know that.
Oh.
It was going around Twitter last while you were out.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, day late, dollar short. Texans pay their offense $124 million, roughly. Their defense a little north of $120 million. So stop with the narrative that the Texans don't spend any resources on the offense. Now, you could say the reason that they spend more on the offense than the defense is because they use a lot of their draft resources on the defensive side of the ball, which, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Makes sense a little bit. But pretty balanced, actually.
Well, see, even like the draft is pretty balanced, I would imagine.
I just look at the pillars and think that they've drafted more defense. But if you went pick by pick, it'd probably be the same.
Yeah, it's like I think they've had such a boom rate on defense that it feels more impactful. But, like, I mean, your last year you drafted two wide receivers, a left tackle.
Yeah, but those are second, third rounds. So those, like, I wouldn't consider those draft resources the same as, like, Will Anderson pick number two, Derek Stingley pick number three.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you did draft Stroud.
Stingley was
Will was pick three, Stroud was pick two.
Yeah. mean, you got Rutledge now.
Sure, but you also drafted McDonald.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I think
like
it's,
you
I
traded
think
up. You drafted. He was within four or five spots.
McDonald's a guy we all liked.
I think it's probably pretty balanced. Like, yeah, the premium picks like Singley and Anderson, but then like you know, it's in that second round. It's like there's a Lassiter and a Higgins. Like, it's kind of a mixed bag of. I think they've done a pretty good
Scruggs.
Job. And Drew Scruggs
and Blake Fisher
and Blake Fisher. Yeah,
try to talk about the good.
Maybe guys. That's the take is they don't miss as often on the defensive players.
I don't think they miss. It doesn't feel like they miss at all. Like Bullock, hit.
Jaylen. Yeah, outside of like sixth, seventh round picks.
Yeah, those,
don't
yeah,
count.
Yeah, yeah, those are, you know.
Top three round picks, I can't think of a miss.
Being like they're going into the season. They didn't add a corner again. Why? Because they have a guy who they brought in through the draft, right?
Yeah, he got hurt last year. He was a third rounder, too. Like, if he's the equivalent of Kalen Bullock, I'm pretty excited about the guy.
It just feels like they just kind of they know how to evaluate. If they could evaluate offensive line, the defense, man. That'd be awesome.
If they could do it every time, that'd be great.
Yeah, this can't.
Yeah, they haven't missed.
Pro Bowlers with every pick. It'd be amazing.
But they do it on defense.
Jalen Petrie, second. I guess their biggest miss could be Christian Harris in the third.
I mean, it was a miss, but he gave you, what, two good years, one good year?
Like, he was solid for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, Toe is, like, is he the best linebacker on the planet?
Yeah, but Toe was a fifth rounder.
Exactly. Like, what's way ahead.
It was a hit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a Toe fan. I think he's better suited as a third linebacker than a second linebacker. But the production he's given you as a fifth-round pick is a major win.
Yeah.
Major win. No, they hit their defensive players. Their offensive players, not so much, though. I mean, John Metchie in the second. Now, you know, a lot of.
They've had some hits at wide receiver, though.
A lot there.
Nico
Scruggs in the second. Tank in the third.
Yeah, Nico third, Tank third.
Nico was not. Oh yeah, Nico was the first year of Casario. Mm-hmm. Second pick that he ever made.
I was like, Davis Mills is a good pick.
It's a third round pick.
Like he's been a serviceable backup. He's won you games when he's come in. Like
hard disagree.
Like what? Like,
you'd say that was a bad pick?
Yeah,
you needed a
quarterback. Not a bad pick, but I wouldn't call it a good pick. I think it's a whatever pick.
I think based on value, like with most third rounders in the NFL for quarterbacks, like. They're not usually very good and don't contribute at all. It's like,
I mean, but if you just look at Nick Caserio's draft and you look at only third rounders, you got Davis Mills, Nico Collins, Christian Harris, Tank Dell, Kalen Bullock, Jalen Noel, Jalen Smith, and then
compared
year,
to his teammates in the third round, I would say no. He but if you compare him to other quarterbacks taken in the third round across the NFL, I'd say yeah.
I don't know.
Like, he's not Russell Wilson, good option.
Would you consider Davis Mills a good pick?
Yeah.
7-1-3, 7-8-0-3-7-7-6. If you get serviceable quarterback in the third round, I think that's a good pick.
He's the reason why he made the playoffs last year.
I'm not sure he's serviceable.
Got you the playoffs last year.
He's a backup quarterback.
Yeah, most quarterbacks taken in the third round don't play.
I just don't know why you have to take a quarterback. Now, he's better.
You had a pervert problem.
What?
You had a pervert problem.
Yeah, they had no quarterback.
Like,
they had Tyrod Taylor.
Again, they had no quarterback.
They didn't need a quarterback, though, is my point, really.
Yeah.
He didn't need a quarterback.
It is weird. It was just like his first pick was Davis Mills. Like that.
He is the best third rounder of that draft, though. Remember he got drafted behind Kellen Mond?
Oh, God.
Also, Kyle Trask went pick 64. Last pick of the second round, Davis Mills was three picks later at 67.
Better than both those guys.
He was better than Trask.
I think Trask is out of the NFL.
Is he?
He never made a start, did he?
I think he might have got like one.
Kyle Trask had a weird career because he went to Manville High School and he sat behind De'Eriq King. He never played in high school. Sat behind De'Eriq King, never played in high school, but then went to like an elite quarterback camp and was awesome. And then signed at Florida. And I don't think he played much at Florida.
I don't think he really played until the end.
And then he gets drafted last pick of the second. He had a weird career.
That's
like
crazy.
He almost never played. Yet was a late second round draft pick. Like all throughout high school to college into the NFL. Like, he might have made more money by not playing much football. Chase Daniel played in college. He played, obviously,
in
high school.
Starter,
when he was South Lake Carroll, he was unbelievable in high school as well. Yeah. Anyways, 713-780-ESPN. So, how excited are you for training camp? This is the most anticipated training camp since when for you guys? Now, part of this take is the Astros not being great.
Yes.
So, like, you're not – if you love all sports, which we all do – whenever the Astros have been good, you're not like dying for training camp. You know what I mean?
It's a different vibe.
The Astros carry you into the football season. And things are great. We're watching a stretch drive, getting ready for postseason baseball. But whenever you stink, the Astros don't necessarily stink, but whenever you're terrible, which at times we think they're terrible, you're really looking forward to training camp. And hope that roof.
I was like, doing something in the building again.
Yeah, but that's kind of the point here is that the Astros. haven't been all that good. Mm-hmm. We expect the Texans to be really good.
We do.
This is the most anticipated training camp in over a decade for me.
Okay, so
over a decade.
Mine's a little more recent, but
yeah,
really,
yeah. I'm gonna because we
a little
thought,
bit.
Mine's 2 years ago.
Oh, because CJ's rookie
CJ Stroud, we thought CJ Stroud was a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Like it was like
going into his second year.
Yeah, going into second year. It's like, what is he going to be in year two? The Texans have a franchise quarterback for the first time. If he was that damn good as a rookie, what's he going to look like in year two? And you could see the other pieces very clearly being built around it. I think that's what they got Danielle Hunter that offseason well. So like you had like a big piece on defense. You've got this quarterback that like you finally believe in. It's like, could you go to the Super Bowl in year two? What C.J. Stroud did, like Mahomes in his second year.
Yeah, but I wasn't like crazy about training camp because the Astros were still pretty good.
I know, but like it's yes, but I still
they
feel,
were trending down though.
Yeah,
but they're still a playoff team.
Yeah. I still felt more excited then than I do now.
Like, I feel like, way more excited today than I did then.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like it's gonna be status quo.
Same
defense kicks the offense's butt every single day at camp. Stroud doesn't look particularly good.
Well, I think they're a Super Bowl contender.
They are.
That's why I'm excited.
Yeah,
and the Astros stink, so like you know that helps.
I think
it magnifies like, it. It's like whenever you're super hungry and you have a bite of something, it tastes better because you're super hungry. That's kind of how I feel about the Texans right now. I feel like the Texans are going to taste better because the Astros have tasted so bad.
That's fair.
Wonderful phrasing.
Don't clip that.
Please do. I don't know how you'll ever use it again.
End of the show. Texans taste great. Okay, got it.
But I think it's a great analogy.
it makes sense. But, yeah, I was more excited for going into year two of Stroud. I just I thought like it was a generational quarterback we were witnessing.
That's not where my mind went, but your answer makes sense. My mind went to 2018 because I know the Astros were still in their superpower era, although they would go on to lose the ALCS that year.
Yeah, but you know that in July.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying now with the benefit of hindsight. But at the time, that's coming off of Watson's debut where he looked amazing for those six games that he started. And you're like, oh, man, he tore his ACL. Mm-hmm. Like, what could have been? Like, he was looking really great. So the anticipation of coming back and getting the full season of Deshaun Watson was really exciting because – obviously, at that time, we hadn't known a franchise quarterback in the history of the franchise. And coming into that first full year where he was going to be unleashed after we saw an exciting first six games before the ACL tear, I was really excited to see what they looked like.
See, I go all the way back to 2012. Because the Astros were able to keep my interest and, you know, they tasted good, I had to go back all the way to, like, 2012, 2013.
Because I was thinking 18 as well, because like that's when you're going, okay.
But the Astros were so stinking good, I didn't care about training camp. I was watching Garrett Cole every fifth day and Justin Verlander every fifth day. I didn't care about what the Houston Texans were doing at training camp.
I felt like in 18.
I didn't care about the Texans on July 28th, whenever I had Garrett Cole and Justin Verlander and a loaded offense.
It just felt like this is the golden age.
Sure.
We're on the cusp of like.
Yeah, because that's also Harden and series. Paul. That was the golden age.
Like,
I just don't know how you're that excited for training camp whenever the Astros, if you love all sports equally, which I understand people don't, but the Astros are so stinking good.
They were.
They were so fun to watch every night.
Yeah. No, it's definitely like in terms of like the Astros outweighing training camp, the Astros were definitely greater than in 18. This year, to your point of like where you're going with this, it's totally valid of just like, yeah, we know we all think the Astros should sell half their team.
That's why I eliminate any part of the golden era. To me, I eliminate 2015 up until recently.
Yeah, however interesting the Astros are, it just doesn't affect my interest in the Texans. I guess my brain just separates the two, and it's not really like they're not really correlated. But
I don't need my whistle to be wet whenever the Astros are doing good things.
Let's go to break.
713-780-3776.
But how tasty are the Texans, Jeremy?
Currently?
Yeah, currently. How tasty are they?
I would put it like a good old medium rare ribeye from a good steakhouse.
I think we just threw Esme off because she walked in the room right as I asked you how tasty the Texans are.
You have to talk on the microphone, Esme. Well, I can't hear you. What were you saying?
Is it tasty, like yummy in the tummy? Is that what you're saying? Or what does that mean, tasty?
Yes.
Why would the Astros be tasty?
They're not right now, no. They're not very tasty right now. They're like a... They're like an elementary school Salisbury steak, the Astros, right now.
Not even like the chicken patty?
No.
Like, spicy like chicken patty.
They're bad cafeteria food. Oh. It was like,
yeah. Bad pizza?
Yeah. The hairnet with the fly running, like flying around
pizza,
the hair.
Pizza day was the worst if you got bad pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. Elementary school food was so bad. The only thing that was decent was the chicken fried steak, yep. And you dip it in your mashed potatoes. I mean, if you had a roll, you can make a sandwich. Yeah, you ever do that?
Good. Joe, did you have chicken fried steak day growing up in Illinois?
No, we used to chicken patty.
Yeah.
What is a chicken patty?
Chicken sandwich?
Grilled or like a batter?
Batter.
I didn't grill things there. In what? School? You didn't get grilled food in school.
Well, I meant fried or not fried.
Like pre-grilled and then they warm it up.
You never. What do you mean?
I never saw grilled food in school.
I mean, it wasn't on a grill. It was just pre-cooked and then they would heat it up.
I stand by the same statement.
They had a grilled chicken?
They put the pretend lines on
there. Yeah.
They're grilled chicken.
Where'd you go to school?
Deer Park.
Texas Roadhouse University.
We had grilled chicken.
Me and Andy Pettit.
The Pettits.
Raising champions.
713-780-ESPN. Most anticipated training camp for how long for you? Also, Brian's got a Texans player prop that he really likes. We'll ridicule him if they're bad. And then Joe has one as well.
Mm-hmm.
We'll ridicule him if they're bad. I really don't have any. Will a running back shoot his foot off and not make it to the season? 713-780-3776. Jeremy
That's
and Joe.
That's a great point.
ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zada Jewelers. There are jewelry stores, then there's Zada's. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.